This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The work week is almost over, but don't get too excited about the prospects of this weekend's movies. Slate's Ben Williams is here with Summary Judgment. That's our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the new releases.
Our first film this week is Anaconda's The Hunt for the Blood Orchid, a thriller packed with no-name actors trekking through the jungles of Borneo in search of the secret to eternal life. At least we know they'll find snakes.
What was that? Yo, there it is again, man. There's something in here.
Well, there's probably a million things in here.
He's right. Just keep moving.
Stop it. I swear to God if you don't stop it.
The Miami Herald says Anacondas boasts more writers than snake victims, and that's never a good sign. The film taunts us with minimal gore, complains the Dallas Observer. And as for the snakes, mocks LA Weekly, they're reminiscent of the Jurassic Park dinosaurs, only without the personality. Still, the New York Times thinks the film gets its little job done effectively, providing small-scale thrills and chills. And compared to other August movies like Exorcist: The Beginning, it actually feels refreshing, says the Dallas Morning News. The way a hot blast of car exhaust seems like a step up after you've been trapped in a sewer for 2 weeks. Next up is Suspect Zero, starring Ben Kingsley as a killer of serial killers, with Aaron Eckhart and Carrie-Anne Moss as a pair of FBI agents.
They're Speck, a small town, New Mexico traveling salesman, Vulture, a school teacher from Boulder, and then Starkey. I think I got a lock on it, but there's just something missing. There's something missing, and I can't...
It's okay.
I've been having these dreams. I've been seeing things again. I don't know what they mean.
Come inside, Tom. Come in.
It's not easy to make a thriller that's both incredibly convoluted and intensely boring, says TV Guide. But most critics agree that Suspect Zero pulls off the trick. The Philadelphia Inquirer calls the film a serial killer smoothie. It blends so many genre clichés, it could almost stand as a campy spoof, adds the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. National Lampoon goes to the crime scene. All the cuts and filters make the action play as if it were in code, says the Chicago Tribune. The truth, analyzes Entertainment Weekly, is that the freakiness kind of turns the director on. Finally, the limited release The Brown Bunny, directed by and starring Vincent Gallo, which arrives in theaters after causing mass outrage at Cannes 2003. Gallo put a curse on Roger Ebert after he called it the worst film in the history of the festival. Gallo plays a drifter on an uneventful road trip across America. Chloe Sevigny provides the film's controversial climax, which we won't describe here. After all the controversy, most critics are eager to downplay Brown Bunny's shock value. Neither an atrocity nor a revelation, according to the New York Times, it's simply a very watchable, often beautiful-looking attempt to recreate the aimless mood of early 70s road movies. Significant cuts to the running time help. This is an astonishing improvement on the original version, admits Variety. There are still plenty of Gallo haters out there, however. The Hollywood Reporter spits that he puts the self into self-indulgent. But many are willing to acknowledge his talent. He truly is searching for some sort of celluloid redemption, says the Village Voice. Only the New York Times spares much thought for Chloe Sevigny. She may be nuts, but she's also unforgettable.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.